The final quarter set to air 7:30 p.m. tonight on Channel 10. Director Ian Darling, why now? Why not 2015? Why not 2017? Why now in 2019?
I actually had the thought of making the film back in 2015. And it was after the I Stand With Adam game that I approached him through a mutual friend. And a few weeks later, it came back saying that he just wasn't ready to have, you know, any film made about him. And then before I knew it, he'd actually retired from the game. And, you know, the conversation stopped, but it never left me. And I started looking at all the footage with my editor in 2017. And towards the end of that year, I got in contact again and with Adam and spoke with him. And I said, look, are you ready? Are you okay for us to, you know, explore the conversation again? And he said he was.
And one of the real motivations about this documentary is to actually have a real conversation about racism. Yeah. I know Josh and myself and probably you are scratching our heads going, it's not that hard, guys, but why is it so hard to have this conversation actually moving forward and, I guess, at the end of the day, eradicating racism?
Yeah, it shouldn't be that difficult. I've been thinking about it, you know, from a non-Indigenous perspective. It's funny because we all have no problem talking about bullying.
Yeah.
And it's maybe because most of us have been bullied. But, you know, I've never been racially vilified. And there's something which, you know, I've been speaking to a number of media, you know, commentators who are really incensed at the thought that they're being made to look like racists in this. But they've got no problem about being made to look like bullies. And as you say, it shouldn't be that hard because what we've got to realise is we're all capable of racism, and especially casual racism. And and it's not that hard to recognise that and just to, you know, this is the sort of stuff we have to have the conversation around, which is what comes out in the film, is we're all capable of it, but we're all capable of change as well.
Absolutely.
And that's what I'm finding this time round. It's feeling like a different conversation, that we're not arguing about whether the bullying was racist or not. We seem to have moved on and gone, wow, what is this saying about us as a nation that we let one of the greatest sporting heroes literally be booed from the game? We were too afraid to talk about it. What do we need to do to ensure it never happens again?
That's good.
Well, I was going to bring up those aspects because obviously at this point we have pretty much acknowledged that big percentage of it was genuine racism. How hard was it for you personally going through all of that footage? Was there anything that was like so bad that it kind of didn't make it into the film?
The one thing we left out was the identity of the 13-year-old girl, that we didn't think it was fair on her.
No.
You know, she was a minor then, and so we blurred her out, and we didn't actually put in the interviews with her and her mother. But we wanted to, you know, she's representative of 13-year-olds who don't know any better.
Yeah.
But she still had a really important role in it, because one of the things, when I went back and looked at all the footage, was 2 years later in 2015, this whole new story, this whole new narrative was built up about how Adam was so vicious towards the 13-year-old girl, and the reason he was booing was because of the way he treated her. And that didn't seem right, yet it was getting so much traction, and literally everyone I've spoken to were going, yeah, but it's about the way he treated the 13-year-old. But when you go back and listen to what he said the next day in 2013, the next day afterwards, in that press conference, he says on 28 different occasions, it's not her fault. I want you to protect her. Please don't go after her. We've got to look after her. And, you know, that was just so overlooked when this new narrative came about.
People were just picking and choosing what he was saying as well, trying to justify their own beliefs.
Also having the blinkers on and being so focused on their own belief that they're not actually hearing the entire scope of things. Or from that, unfortunately, and I'm not, we are the media, but media in a broad brushstroke looking for the headline. And unfortunately, sometimes people lose out in that as well. Well, we cannot wait to see it finally air tonight on Channel 10, the final quarter, 7:30 p.m. Director Ian Darling, we really appreciate your time this afternoon. All the best with it this evening. And we can't wait to get this conversation continuing.
Thanks so much, Stamsy, and thanks, Josh. And, it's a really important conversation, and all we want is for everyone to watch this film just with a you know, open eyes and an open heart, and just consider again that, you know, whether or not we maybe got it wrong and, you know, what we can do ourselves to ensure it doesn't happen again.